So check this out. I got word that Hulu threw this crazy party in Beverly Hills with literally all of the biggest reality TV stars. I'm talking about all the Bravolettes, Candy Burris, Portia Williams, James Kennedy, Jax Taylor, even Captain Lee and Kate Chastain. Here's the genius part. If you want to find out what happened at the party, you have to watch the commercials. Yes, I know I'll be tuning in and then signing up for a free trial to get my favorite reality TV shows at Hulu.com.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Sesternino back here once again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the last week of February 2020 here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual factual news.
Yeah, that's right. The actual factual news is here to talk about all the stories that were submitted to us by our News AF listeners, and then also the stories we uncovered on our own. And here to talk with us, a man who can tell you what the first class horse lady is thinking at any given moment. Please welcome the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm doing so good, dude. And yeah, I mean, a lot of people are pretty stoked on my horse lady character. And I have to say that all I do to get in character is I just think, what would a lady that's demands to bring a miniature horse on all her flights with her be thinking and saying at all times?
Yeah.
And then I just close my eyes and get in that character. And I don't even a lot of times know what I'm saying because I'm just so overtook by the spirit of this woman.
Yeah. The Spirit Airlines of this woman.
Uh-huh.
And so, Tyson, have you been asked for people to, are they people buying cameos asking
that'd be good lady cameos.
Where I can be the horse lady?
Yeah.
That's, nobody's bought a horse lady cameo yet.
Yes.
But I will do a horse lady impression for any cameo purchasers.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Federalist45 on Twitch wants to know, we need an update on Tyson's scientific experiment. Are you doing a scientific experiment?
Yeah. So.
What is it?
Somebody on Twitter, one of my beloved followers on Twitter, wrote that, just think, if everyone who loves Tyson sent him a dollar, he could continue to never have to work again.
Yeah.
So then I retweeted it and wrote, this would be a really cool experiment. Let's do it for science. And then people just started.
That's why I got a dollar at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah. People have been sending me dollars on Venmo. It's been a pretty steady stream.
As opposed to a trickle.
Not enough to. It's a trickle now. It's now a trickle. It was a steady stream for like a couple hours, and now it's a trickle.
Mm-hmm.
And still fun. It's fun. I haven't decided what I'm going to do.
That's
where streams
end up. I'm
going to do something for the fans with the profit. I'm not keeping it for myself. So I have not decided. I don't know. I need suggestions.
Yeah.
Maybe you get a giant tramp stamp.
You think? And what would it say? Science? Because it is a science experiment.
Put science here.
So,
how is it a science experiment? Did you have a hypothesis? If I tweet this out, then people will send me
money.
That's
what it was. And then, and then I followed the scientific formula to, I don't know how it's science, but comparing it to science made it fun for everyone to participate.
Yeah, and by the way, I benefited from your science because, like I said, I got a random dollar from a very nice Tyson fan at about 5:30 in the morning, and you answered the question. It just said, if I'm giving Tyson a dollar, I might as well give Danny a dollar as well.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is going on here? What has Tyson been doing late at night?
You know, for a dollar? So people are Venmoing me
for a dollar.
Saying science, for science. Okay. This is for science.
Well, why don't you use the money for a real science experiment?
Oh, that's a good idea. I did do a science experiment a while ago, but it wasn't very well documented, and I will do it again.
Or why don't you use the money towards a sloth terrarium idea? This is what we've been waiting for.
Double
the
down.
Funding for a sloth terrarium idea. There's been so many, Tyson.
It's not idea funding money yet.
Okay.
It's not that big of a sum.
But it'll
not
get yet. There. Once you hit the right person, you know, like you hit Zuckerberg, who's like, oh, I can give more than $1. I can give $1 billion to this guy who's done nothing but badmouth me for 3 years.
That's true. Some people have given me $2 because they know that there's some anti-science people out there. Mm-hmm. And for those people, they're making up, they're picking up the slack, which is that's a good citizen right there.
Okay, well, we have not even formally introduced Danny yet, a man who's $1 richer since he started this podcast. Danny Branson.
At least.
Just don't let my wife know that I've made $1 because she'll want it.
she's probably listening live and she's out there spending it as we speak.
Yes. No, not spending. I would never say that she was that kind of person. Hoarding
dollars.
Hoarding the dollars. Yeah.
She likes money more than the goods it can purchase.
Yeah, she's like Scrooge McDuck. She's got a
that sounds
vault
like a
full
dream.
Of dollars.
Swimming pool.
Swimming in
yes.
her money.
Yeah.
In gold coin. If I remember Scrooge correctly, he prefers swimming in coinage rather than paper monies.
Yes.
Maybe you should do a science experiment on whether or not you can actually dive headfirst into a thing of coins.
Into a pool full of coins?
Yeah, like Mythbusters type of a science thing.
Do you remember how high his diving board
was
up? It was
ridiculous.
Dude, it was like stories up, dude. That's dangerous.
Okay, so you have to get all of the measurements, make them real, and then make
a better
pile of coins and dive into it.
Yeah. How about this?
What?
How about we sue Disney for damages after we tried diving into a swimming pool full of gold coins?
There was no like Beavis and Butthead don't try this disclaimer before DuckTales.
They just figured nobody's going to have a whole building full of coins to dive in, but somebody's going to get there and that's going to be, you know, some hell to pay for Disney writing that in. Whoever the writer is, maybe we'll have to take full responsibility.
Okay. All right. So Tyson is going to be working on constructing a real life money bin. That's the science experiment that we're going to try to answer. Will it work?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know what my hypothesis is.
If Tyson jumps into a pile of coins, then he will die.
Oh, I just got a Venmo.
Yes. Oh, okay. From one of
exciting.
Our
exciting. It continues.
For science?
Yeah. Let's see.
Or for something else?
Miles Spence paid me $1 for science.
Okay.
Awesome.
Like, and then this makes you a scientist too.
Okay.
Oh, very nice.
I respond to each one.
Wow.
That's very nice.
That's a lot of work.
Is it?
For me, like responding to people is real hard. So
really, yeah. But you have to. Whoa, Robert Ford just put in a multiple dollar amount for science.
Wow.
Are we just going to spend the whole time talking about
it? We have a lot of news stories to get to, Tyson.
Science.
Tyson, you need to go to the bathroom with your phone.
Rules.
Come back when you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right.
For some time, people on the internet have debated whether it's a GIF or a GIF. Danny, did you come down in one camp or the other?
GIF? Yeah.
Ooh.
Also GIF over here. My family was also GIF.
I'm a hard
not GIF
guy.
Ugh. I used to
really
be like really annoyed with the hard G's. Like that used to be like you saying that, I would be like, look, I love you, Rob, but let's not talk again till tomorrow. And then I just need some time to sleep on it and figure this shit out.
We're just using the ancient pronunciation like Genghis Khan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
GIF. Just very similar.
Yeah. Okay. Well, GIF peanut butter is letting people weigh in as they have decided to get into this debate has raged for years, where you can now get a limited edition jar of GIF peanut butter. They are traditionally JIF, but now you can get a jar of GIF peanut butter.
No, it's not. They say in the article GIF, and they say the creator of GIF also says GIF, not GIF.
You know, it'd be awesome if we could just, like, the people who are in each camp vote for
a champion. Are you saying GIF on purpose just to piss us off, Rob?
No, that's what
Sorry, Danny, to cut you off.
That's
but
what
I
say.
No, I can tell you're very upset about this, Tyson.
Yeah.
Okay, go on, Danny.
I was just saying, like, it'd be better if all of us could just vote for a champion from each camp to go out and fight the other one and then just settle it like they used to.
Yeah.
So we can each submit, like, our strongman.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we each pick
our gladiator.
Our gladiator, and he goes out there. And we're not saying to the death, but to submission, like a UFC fight. And then that'll be the way to settle it. Plus, they'll make a ton of money. They can all be sent to science for Tyson. Everybody wins. Yeah.
So they are advertising this GIF and JIF. It says on the label itself that the JIF creamy peanut butter is with a soft G. And then there is the GIF peanut butter with a hard G. That's what it says on the label. Tyson, why isn't the GIF peanut butter with the hard G, why isn't that crunchy as opposed to a JIF with the soft G being creamy?
Wait, say that again?
If it has a hard G, shouldn't that be the crunchy peanut butter? How could they both be creamy peanut butter and one is GIF with a hard G?
And one is JIF, yeah. So you're saying the hard G should be crunchy. I prefer crunchy peanut butter if we're...
Gross.
If we're really going to go down this.
It kind of tears apart your bread.
Look, bro, you got to spread it gently. And if you don't have
there is no,
the
you
touch...
You can't spread it gently, then you have too much.
Yeah.
I don't need half a container of Jif with crunchy on my toast just so I can be smooth and delicate with my bread.
So they should have, this is what they should have done with the GIF and made that the crunchy all the time, not just a marketing stunt for a little while. And then Jif, and then that would have been something. You're right, Rob. Once again, I think we have proven that we are a better marketing team than all of the other marketing teams in the world.
I don't know why people don't consult with us. You know, I feel like that's an idea. I felt like that for a long time. I thought of this, that we should have some sort of a News AF ad agency.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I think that remember the show Nathan for You? We could be like that, except for really, really
for
making
real
a difference in
businesses. But
for real businesses.
Okay. You can get your $10 jar of GIF peanut butter.
$10?
Mm-hmm.
Or GIF with a G peanut butter on Amazon.
Yeah. Thank you. It's twice the price of the J.
Yeah.
GIF.
Are they expecting this to become like a collector's item?
With all due respect to any of our listeners who might be interested in this, well, how much of a loser do you have to be, Tyson, to be that invested in GIF versus JIF to go online and buy GIF peanut butter?
I almost bought some as I read the article this morning before, just to be funny and have it like sitting in my background here in the next few episodes.
Who is this for?
This is what you get someone as a joke. If it was closer to Christmas, it'd make more sense because then it could be like a white elephant type gift.
It's a jar.
Well, what holiday's coming up?
National
Maybe this is a great Easter.
Day is March 1st.
Yeah. That's what this
so
is
that's
in time
what they're,
for.
They're getting ready for. Yeah. So,
Yep. So they says this is enough to make 34 servings or sandwiches and zero looping images.
That's what it says
servings.
On the thing.
Yeah, that's what it says.
I mean, the elevated price is probably because they had to put a new label into production and a new other this, and they're covering the costs of all those things and then the novelty of it. And who knows? Like, we're mocking this now, but let's say in 30 years we do a News AF where we're like, and if you have an unopened jar of GIF peanut butter, that's actually worth, like on Antiques Roadshow, we see on Antiques Roadshow a man with an unopened jar of GIF peanut butter, and it's worth like $750 million.
My grandmother gave this to me, and the contents are still
intact.
Intact. This is worth
$700,000.
Do we know if this peanut butter promotion has anything to do with the Mr. Peanut death? Danny, did Mr. Peanut want to be cremated?
Well, cremated. Turned into a creamy.
Yes.
Was he cremated? Like cremated you mean turned into a creamy peanut butter?
Yeah.
That's great. That's your best joke yet of 2020, Rob.
Shouldn't
if it was intentional.
Get in there with the Mr. Peanut Remains peanut butter. and it's like an urn you can have.
Yes. Again, the ad agency idea is only that much better with this great marketing idea you've come up just off off the top of your head. You came up with all that.
I bet you had that plan. Did you have that planned, Rob?
No, I did not. I did not.
You just came up with
that. That was amazing.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Mr.
Peanut, the death of Mr. Peanut in the article.
Yeah, I saw that.
So
that's amazing.
Tyson,
that's
what's going on with Baby Nut?
What?
Shouldn't we be getting an update on Baby Nut?
Is Baby
How do you
Nut
know so much of the
is
nut
Baby
world?
Nut Mr. Peanut's child?
Well,
grandchild,
we're not sure
maybe?
If it's his baby or if it's Mr. Peanut reincarnated.
I think they had to get rid of Baby Nut because of the sexual connotation. So
they got
had
rid of
to.
It already?
They just canceled Baby Nut.
I have not.
Baby Nut's already canceled.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
Danny, I got the impression that Baby Nut was a little bit like... remember
stop in, saying Baby Nut,
it's
guys.
Name, Tyson.
Okay, fine.
The character's name is Baby Nut.
It just sounds like it should be a lyric in like a dirty rap song.
Yeah. Okay, well, I didn't name it.
Totally.
So... that's what it's called.
That's what I'm saying.
If I was about to type into my Google search bar,
Baby Nut, you would have. That would have been
no,
bad
I'm not going
news,
to.
But
bro.
Danny, I got the sense that, do you remember in Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, when Spock died and then his body was gone, but he transferred his consciousness into Dr. McCoy? And then in Star Trek III, The Search for Spock, they were able to then transfer the consciousness to the baby Spock.
The baby.
Yep.
Who then rapidly aged?
Yeah,
with the
age that
of
was
the
a
planet.
Mistake. They
crazy.
It was like they had the Baby Yoda thing right in front of them. They should have just gone with Baby Spock for the final Star Trek movies.
Yeah. Do you guys feel like I've seen all these movies like you two have? Based on my,
have you not seen that? You do. Do you not know what we're? Talking
I have no
about?
Clue what
yeah,
you're talking
that's
about.
That's why I asked Danny.
I know. I knew Danny as you were talking to him. I was like, "Good thing," because I know Danny's watching.
I will say that Baby Spock was. Way better than teenage angst Spock's. Remember how annoying that was when it was like, and he's, it was like a bad move. They should
guys,
just kept it a baby.
We're
Spock
losing viewers and gaining viewers at the same time that you're talking about Star Trek.
Okay.
But it's a different demographic. So now we either have to keep the Star Trek talk up every episode.
All right.
Or go back to the news.
All right. All right.
Back
all right.
To Baby Nut. Okay. Baby Nut was born on the Super Bowl, and there was another Super Bowl promotion which came up from Trojan Condom.
This Super Bowl?
I believe
Baby Nut was born on this Super Bowl?
Yeah. Yeah. So
okay.
So, you know, I guess that Baby Nut was a thing, and so also then Trojan Condoms had a Super Bowl commercial. And so they had a contest where somebody had to show a stockpile of condoms to win a year's supply of condoms. I'm presumed unused, I would imagine. Yeah.
I hope so.
So a woman won the contest. Her name is Annie Green. She was going to win a year's supply of Trojan condoms, but she got way more than she expected. She received a shipping pallet with 7 crates of condoms, each containing 48 boxes of 10 condoms. So she has received 3,360 condoms as the winner of the year supply of condoms.
This appears to be like someone only, they added an accidental zero. Like to the order.
Yeah.
Right?
Awesome.
Maybe two. Maybe two on the year's supply of condoms.
No,
well, it depends because
I think... But I'm thinking at least 300... 336 is closer to a year.
Yeah, but you have to fill out if you're married or not.
Yeah.
And then it's like, if you're married, you get 4 or 5 of them. And then if you're not married, they give you 365. Well, and it depends on how married you are.
Yeah. So the woman doesn't know what to do. She reached out to Trojan Condoms on Twitter to say, like, hey, you sent me all this. I have 3,360 condoms in my possession. How is this a year's supply? Hashtag overwhelmed. Trojan said, we just thought you would be really busy this year.
That is a dangerous road to go down.
Yeah.
Trojan.
Tyson, did they do this on purpose? Was this like a viral marketing stunt?
They could have done it on purpose, and it's hilarious to get a full pallet of Trojan condoms delivered to your house.
Not wrapped.
And then
all of them just open.
All exposed. Yeah. It's like when we were in elementary school and found a condom wrapper on the ground somewhere, so we slipped it into the back pocket of the Mormon bishop's son. So that when his mom did laundry.
By the way, that's not necessarily a bad thing. She looks at it as having 3,360 condoms.
Wait, Danny, you don't want to comment on Tyson framing the Mormon mission's son?
No,
the Mormon bishop's son.
Well, we don't know how that story ended.
We don't, still to this day, like, are you listening, Mormon bishop's son?
The kid's probably huffing paint right now. Due to a life of crime that he was forced into by Tyson. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to talk about how she's viewing this as just condoms. She's doesn't realize that she's been given balloons, gloves. You know what I mean? Like, there's lots of things you can do with places to put your sandwiches.
Water balloons.
Yeah, water balloons.
You think that she should use the condoms as Ziploc bags, Danny?
Yeah.
They can count as mobile mic waterproofers.
Yeah.
You know?
Use it for your cell phone if you can go out on a boat.
Yeah, I guess if you're traveling on like mass transit, you know, you can sort of like...
she's got gifts. She doesn't have to go gift shopping for like a few years because she can just hand these out.
Yeah, she doesn't need Saran wrap for her partially consumed cucumbers.
Yep.
Just slip one in and tie off the end. I'm just saying that she's not looking at this the right way.
Okay.
Yeah. She really isn't.
I bet the UPS delivery person has a different perception of her now.
Yeah.
You live here all by yourself.
It's so good.
He's looking around.
My buddies will be over.
Is it just you here? Okay, well, you need to sign for this.
Mm-hmm. It's the big winner.
Ooh. Balloon animals.
Sure. Balloon animals. You could
become I didn't come up with that. Frafa in the chat did, but I stole it and almost used it as my own joke, but then gave credit.
Yeah.
Sometimes we will steal your jokes and use them as our own.
Also sounds like
saying them. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could frame. Yeah. So sounds like you can frame super religious people with them.
You put them in the Mormon bishop's kids.
I'm what she should have done is forwarded them all to Tim Tebow's house.
Well, he's married now. He's married.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah.
The bachelor contestant from last year.
Yeah, Madison. No, he could have sent it to Madison.
Oh, he could send it to Madison this year. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, that seems
just somewhere where they're like, I'm a virgin. I've been a virgin my whole life. And then you're like, no, you're not. How come you have this whole thing of condoms?
Why do you have 3,000?
Well, if there's a thin layer between you and the person, even if it's rubber, that doesn't count as intercourse.
Yeah. By the way, that the woman won the contest. This was called the hashtag Trojan Sack Party.
Gross.
Hashtagged that?
That was the contest that the woman won.
The sack party?
Yeah, Trojan Sack
Party.
Trojan Sack Party.
I think I heard that they were going to go with Trojan Scrotum Party at first, and then they were like, no, scrotum's too visual. I mean, let's do sack.
Yeah, and that's really not how the condoms work, Tyson.
Well, it covers everything but.
Yes, it's supposed.
Plus, you can always
scrotum.
You can always triple bag just for extra safety.
Yeah. Is that two on the scrotum? Double won't do.
I mean, you just throw a couple extra on.
How many rubber bands are involved with that?
All I know is nobody's buying condoms now because they are just hitting this lady up on Twitter.
Can she resell? Do you think they gave her a contract so she can't resell these?
Okay. I don't think so. So, all right. I know somebody who could use some of these spare condoms, and that would be one of the New South Wales baboons, which was scheduled for a vasectomy, Tyson. So, yes.
So you're saying that instead of going in for a vasectomy, this baboon could have just gotten these condoms and been set for a couple years?
Yeah. Yeah. So this baboon was...
condoms are a temporary fix, Rob.
I guess so. You know, the vasectomy, it is reversible in some cases, but yeah, mm-hmm. more of a permanent fix.
That's correct.
Yes. So this Australian baboon was scheduled for a vasectomy, but instead was able to flee the operating room with two female monkeys, Danny. What a baller move.
Sounds like he'll be telling them he actually got the vasectomy. I think that's a pretty classic move.
They're like, hey, it's cool. I've been fixed. Don't worry. We don't have to worry about anything.
I know where I can get some condoms.
Classic baboon move.
Yeah, really classic baboon move, dude. This guy is... baller, dude. He knew what was coming and he knew how to send a message. Mm-hmm. And that was, get away with my two. They keep calling the females the baboons' wives.
Yeah, I found that weird, which, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his two wives.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go ahead, Rob.
It's a polyamorous relationship. Well, I don't know if it's common or uncommon in the baboon.
That baboon's got a lot of energy.
I think it's polygamous, not polyamorous. I think polygamous.
Polygamous? So they're married?
Yeah.
Is there a ceremony?
Well, they said wives. They said wives. They said two baboon wives.
Yeah. Okay.
What's with all these monkeys escaping? We have the herpes monkeys in Florida. Now we got the vasectomy baboon in Australia.
I know what it is.
Yeah.
Go on.
The monkeys, the primates, have evolved to the point where they're using robot fear as a diversion for the human race, when in all actuality, we got a whole Planet of the Apes scenario coming upon us where they're going to be spreading herpes to every one of us. And once we're down with the herps, these guys, these baboons, are going to be multiplying like crazy because the vasectomy monkeys are getting away before their surgeries.
Hmm.
There's nothing we can do to stop them.
So you think that the baboons are throwing us off the scent with the robot talk?
This is pretty elaborate. This is pretty pretty intense.
Are they in an alliance? Do they know
I don't know.
The robots are the only things that can stop the baboons?
They must. Mm-hmm. I just barely came up with it, so I haven't worked out all the details. But I think we've got a crisis on our hands. And potentially a new Planet of the Apes movie to write.
Yeah.
Starting with the baboon that escaped a vasectomy with his two wives.
Yes.
No, starting with the herpes monkeys.
Yeah.
Opening scene, monkeys in a jungle. Pan out. Florida. What? There shouldn't be monkeys there. There are herpes everywhere. Everything. Now, zoom over to Australia.
Okay.
Monkey, baboon. Wait, baboons live in Australia? I don't know. Zoom out. Running out of a hospital, dragging two wives, caveman style, out of the hospital, mating with them. No vasectomy. And that's the opening scene.
Okay. And they're on the loose.
That's terrifying.
Yep.
Yeah.
By the way, if you ask me which one I'm more scared of, the baboon without the vasectomy or the herd of herpy monkeys, I mean, yeah. Come on. Well, hands down, a herd of herpy monkeys is probably one of the most terrifying things you can encounter in the wild.
You would think so. Yeah.
Is it called a herd or is it called a clutch?
I don't know. I prefer herd, like a herpy herd.
Yeah.
A herpy herd of monkeys.
Yeah, so, I'd call it a herd of herps.
Yeah, make sure you wash your hands if you're ever in the vicinity of the herpy herd.
Yeah. So I'm a little confused by the story where they say that local police and wildlife handlers from the Taronga Zoo were dispatched to the scene to capture the primates. The New South Wales police confirmed the situation has been under control and they've contained the baboons just before 7 p.m. But a spokeswoman for the police said they have been contained Police are working with experts to safely return them to the facility. There's no immediate danger to the public, but people are advised to avoid the area. Why?
Yeah.
Yeah. Please avoid the area, but it's under control.
Smokes and mirrors. Smoke and mirrors.
Yep. That's what they do. They, you know how the police uses media to calm our fears when they shouldn't be calmed at all. This story is by what? The Star?
Yes. Rob? Yes.
So the Star, as we know, it can be sensationalized a little bit to a certain degree. So when I read that, I was like, this probably isn't even a true story. But then they said the whole Australia thing and Taronga Zoo. I've been to Taronga Zoo, so I know location-wise those match up. And usually the Star does not do their research in those instances. Mm-hmm. So I think that maybe this is actual factual. Yeah.
Danny, is it possible that if we end up finding out more about this story, it's possible that the baboon and his wives are in the middle of a similar situation to the snake orgy that we talked about last week?
Yeah, the real curious thing will be whether or not they'll be able to get into a mating ball.
A mating ball situation.
Yeah, which
it depends on how much acrobatic training they've had.
Yeah, if you find a baboon mating ball, the last thing you want to do is poke it with a stick. Okay, just
or look it in the eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or look them in the eyes. Call the authorities and just get away from that mating ball. Mm-hmm. It's dangerous. It's super dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
It really is, especially with all the herpes probably shooting out of there. It's like you can't even get close to it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Even probably smelling or hearing it, you could get herpes, I bet.
So speaking of dangerous situations, let's talk about this story, which I think, you know, we're really on the forefront of the, you know, goopification of medicine. And, you know, we're here to push back hard against that. A alternative method for traditional treatments for hemorrhoids has been proliferated online. Tyson, hemorrhoid sufferers are putting frozen potatoes into their anal cavity to
sounds so much worse when you say that way
of hemorrhoids. Doctors are saying this is a big problem. Do not do this.
Would try if I were in excruciating pain.
So the jade egg, does the jade egg cause the hemorrhoids, and then you're hoping that the chilled potato will cure them?
Yeah. I actually probably wouldn't try this. I read the whole article because, you know, I like to do my research before the show.
Yeah.
That's the problem with one of the many problems with social media is that everyone is now a doctor and it is really, really, really crazy where they're just like, hey, Jenny McCarthy wrote, there's a whole chapter on frozen potatoes in her book. And everyone's like, oh, well, why wouldn't we just, like, you know, do that then?
She seems and like, then she you're knows like what she's talking about.
Yeah, but she's no.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, well, Gwyneth Paltrow said this is like, well, a panel of doctors who were actually trained in a lot of these subjects say don't. And they're like, well, Gwyneth Paltrow is more famous.
Mm-hmm.
So
it makes more sense.
Yeah. It's really infuriating to watch this. It's like going to your doctor and asking their advice and then being like, that doesn't sound right. I'm going to ask my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ask your friend and then do what your friend says rather than what your doctor says.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think deep fried potatoes in your mouth.
Yeah, that's great.
Are delicious.
That's a good one.
That's great. I think, jamming them the other way, frozen.
Slice them, yeah.
Slice them, no. And how are you slicing them? I think you'd have to slice them round or something.
I would think like
a jagged frozen potato.
I think you want to go like more of like a julienne fry more than a wedge or a slice.
I would try and do a cylindrical cut if I could.
Like a curly fry.
No. Like a cylinder.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a tube.
Yeah.
A cylinder? Where are you getting a cylinder? Oh, that you're gonna cut it up like a cylinder.
I'm going to cut it into a cylinder because I'm not going to, because I feel like that would be the most surface area maintained along the hemorrhoidal outbreak.
Yeah.
You know why we see stories like this?
Why?
I
feel like...
Because people.
No. I feel like it used to be understood that that's how you got rid of hemorrhoids, right? And this is what I want to believe, that as we become more educated, these stories become more of a fringe story rather than a mainstream story. Like, yeah, everybody in the Ukraine in the 1800s was using the frozen potato cure for their hemorrhoids. But now it's so rare that they're just stamping out those fires on, you know, the periphery of people who still cling to 100, 200, 300-year-old cures for... Yeah. For things. They don't go to their doctor. They're like, I don't need to see a doctor. Live in the chat, my frozen potato.
Liv in the chat says Tom Hanks is a huge frozen potatoes for hemorrhoids advocate. Is he like the...
spokesperson?
Is he to frozen potatoes and hemorrhoids as Sally Fields is to whatever thing she was to?
That'd be a great PSA. You know, hi, I'm Tom Hanks and I endorse this commercial about frozen potatoes. Yeah, I don't think, I think this is rare, and I think that maybe one doctor in one area of very uneducated people had just way too many, and he was just sick of it. He's like, dude, enough. I got to say something. And then the story got pushed out into the national media, and now we believe that everyone other than ourselves is putting cold potatoes in their butts.
Yeah, it's only everyone except for us, and now we have to, because we don't want to be the odd man out. Danny, yeah. Did you know that we lost Rob?
No. Is it just you and I?
It's just you and I. We could hijack this entire thing.
How is that possible, seeing that he is, in fact, the host?
Rob Cesternino is canceling his Twitter account and going by the name at Tyson Apostle. Please follow. What should we do?
Did he step off for a minute to just double check the frozen potato idea?
I saw it freeze. Let's see. I got a text. I hope it's from him.
Had a power surge.
My computer turned off. Restarting now. We have to do this by ourselves, Danny.
I can't.
Are you ready for this?
My hands are sweaty. God. So sweaty.
I think we've talked about herpes enough, right? So let's see.
Rob is the guiding angel of this message. If it's just you and I, it's going to go off the rails. But let's go to the next story.
I don't know enough about it. TSA bans TikTok.
Dang it.
Meatloaf and strawberry milk billboard.
You didn't really do a great segue into that.
Here's one. I'll do a segue. So what were we talking about? Herpes?
We were talking about potatoes in the butt. This is going to be hard to connect the two.
Nope, I got it. Here we go.
Okay.
So a lot of times, if you're thinking about the potatoes and hemorrhoids story and saying to yourself, WTF, have we got a story for you? The World Taekwondo Federation, it has changed their acronym, their age-old acronym, which was WTF. Thoughts, Danny, Bryson, go.
Actually, in this day and age, we just talked about a story with GIF, right? It seems like this is the perfect time to maximize your WTF.
That's what I'm saying. I think it
Why would you do this? They've got it all wrong. It's all backwards at the WTF General Assembly.
It's not WTF anymore. Now it's just WT.
Which is so stupid because they had the best name ever that's going to generate the most clicks, which is what it's all about. And now they've just gone to WT.
Yeah.
That's not enough. Look at this picture of all the people at the WTF General Assembly.
They're so happy. Yeah.
They're innocent, naive.
Some of them know, but a lot of them aren't even from an English-speaking background to even probably, you know, understand those acronyms. Maybe they are. Maybe that's universal. But
Burger King would pay $1 billion for this type of advertising.
So would Wendy's, yeah.
So they would Wendy's. All of those.
Trojan. They would pay planters, for this type. Yeah. All of these.
This is like you've hit. Absentmindedly, you've hit the jackpot.
Yeah.
And they're just like, no, thank you. We're just going to change it.
Yeah, exactly, dude. They stumble upon the, like, if I were driving down the street and I just saw WTF, I would immediately go in and sign up.
Yeah, right. WTF General Assembly. Yes, please sign me up. And then next thing I know, I'm super good at kicking and punching.
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually know what Taekwondo is. Is that like more wrestling or are you actually doing like spin kicks?
I think it's some grappling and spin kicks. I think it's a combination of, I think it's probably grappling.
You could have used this, like, they could have someone grappling and gets thrown to the ground and turns to the camera, WTF! You know, like, exactly. So many ways to make a commercial out of this.
Maybe it's more like the hand and fist combat kicks.
I wonder how many other organizations are going to have to change their names, like LOL, ROLF,
yeah. SMD.
Where are these corporations?
What's SMD stand for?
There's actually a bunch of them I don't know. SMD. Does anybody know?
I do.
Someone must know. It can't be lost knowledge. Okay, what is it?
It's inappropriate.
Oh, really? Well, I'm going to have to look. Wait, do I want to look it up?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, I won't.
Anyways.
Liz is sitting next to me.
Yeah, watching. She's always sitting there watching you, making sure you don't do anything inappropriate.
Spending money, looking things up.
Yeah.
Okay, Kai Tyson, what's your next segue? I think we've covered WTFs sufficiently.
Okay. I still have no word from Rob, so we're going to keep pressing forward. If you think that WTF was bad, then you should get a load of this guy. Rob, he's back. Oh, thank God.
Oh my gosh.
I had like some sort of like a power surge here and my computer got knocked out and then took forever to reboot. But I was listening as on my laptop.
Tyson and was trying to carry your water and it's impossible. Impossible.
WTF. They should make that work.
Yeah, they really should.
Glad you're back.
Yes.
What a sigh of relief. Yeah. I think
kind of felt like we were out on we were exploring new territory, you know, like
without
in the jungle.
Scout and then master. Rob,
yeah. And then all of a sudden our scout disappeared and Tyson and I started eating all of our food and
our snacks immediately.
And, and using the map as toilet paper.
Problems with this computer. But so I think what I'm doing is after the show is I'm going to I'm going to open it up and then I'm going to shove like a ton of potatoes in there. And then,
are they frozen?
Yeah,
did you?
Yeah.
Nicole, put some frozen potatoes in the freezer real quick.
Yeah.
The thing is, the frozen potatoes story, just a lot of people are not going to be asked about why are these potatoes in the freezer?
To begin with.
Yeah. Because you don't freeze potatoes. I feel like they last for a pretty long time.
Yeah, that's the thing. So instead of going through someone's medicine cabinet when you want to investigate them, you got to go through their freezer too now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good idea.
Okay.
That is a good idea.
We're talking about one last story before we get to the bolt hole and see how many frozen potatoes Danny has in there.
So many. I've got enough for all three of us.
Valentine's Day was earlier this month as we closed out February, but there was one guy who tried to pull off the ultimate Valentine's Day caper. There was a man who went to his local Outback and acted like he got stood up that night. He asked for a table for two and then stood there alone and looked very sad in his glass of wine. And then as the night went on, he seemed more and more depressed, hoping that people would pay for his Outback meal.
Yeah, that, at least get paid for his acting.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to act sad when you're getting free stuff. That's really hard.
Yeah. Tyson, this is a lot of work for an Outback dinner.
It is a lot of work for an Outback dinner. I feel like he was kind of not really shooting for the fences. It's like, if you're going to go big and try and really get a freebie out of somebody, then why not go something bigger and go like Nobu or Outback? I'm sure a lot of people get free food there all the time.
Yeah. But it is believable that if you asked your Valentine's date out to the Outback, that she
wouldn't
show
up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The annoying thing about this is that he bragged about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just the world we live in. But he's like, I committed a crime, or I don't know what you call like a soft crime.
Mm-hmm.
And I got away with it. I guarantee that's how he laughs too.
You think
when
so?
When he tells you the story. Oh, yeah, for sure. You're like, oh, dude, come on.
Yeah. And he probably felt like he was going to get a girlfriend out of the whole thing at the end of it all.
Is this the guy asking, he's saying he'll pay $25,000 for a girlfriend?
No, this is another.
Because I feel like these people might move in the same circles.
Yeah, this is a different guy.
You're sure?
Yeah, it looks different.
Is this called grifting?
Yeah. This is con man. This is con man shit right here for sure. Mm-hmm. Not now, con air, con it says, man.
It says that he did donate money for some reason.
Yeah. I think he sort of sensed at the end of the story that like, oh, people are going to be mad at me. So he donated.
That was like the girls. Yeah. That was like the girls who flashed.
The ACLU. Yeah.
It's like when they get caught, they don't get quite the response they had hoped for. Instead of getting all high fives, digital high fives, that's when they suddenly say, oh, no. I did this for a cause.
Yeah.
You know, this wasn't just self-promotion or me getting free stuff and grifting out back. This is actually for other things than just me.
What does the ACLU have to do with this guy getting a free dinner from people at the Outback?
He probably works for them.
It's like, well, like I, if I was going to donate money to like a charity, I think I would go with like something like that feeds like the homeless or something.
Yes,
like that.
Yes.
Like,
much,
like
that's
a weird
a much
matchup
one.
Of like, you know, I stole money from people and tricked them into buy me a dinner at the Outback. So
a couple at the bar had paid for his meal. Here's the other thing. That couple will never, ever help anybody out after being conned. Mm-hmm. So they've just taken a kind couple out of the pool of kind people who help those in need out.
Yeah.
You made cynics out of sympathetic people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's really the real crime here.
It really is. It's like it's the same as it always was. Like when I was a kid and you'd be walking around and you'd have somebody ask for some change and my dad would be like, they're just going to spend it on drugs
potatoes.
And
potatoes.
Yeah, potatoes, now, cold potatoes.
Yeah, no, it's like you can't even help a guy who's pretending to have a broken heart out at Applebee's or
and that really is the real crime.
Yeah,
yeah, totally. It's like that like, kind couple was taken advantage of, and next time they think about helping someone, they'll remember this guy who donated $50 to the ACLU.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's like yeah, you know what?
No, which we don't know. Maybe this couple is anti-ACLU for whatever reason, mm-hmm. and now like their worst fears are coming realized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They got duped twice.
It's a duper.
They got duped twice. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Danny, are you ready to take us to the bolt hole?
Let me crack my knuckles.
Yes. Oh, crack them. Wow.
I did. I just cracked.
I was afraid I was going to have to sing the bolt hole song live with you gone, Rob, after your power surge.
Yeah. I don't know.
You don't have a surge protector?
I don't know. Well, I'm going to. I don't know what happened that really like the power didn't go out of my house. But like for whatever reason, like there was like a split second that it was enough to knock this computer off. And honestly, I hear my wife slamming a ton of doors downstairs. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. Also, it's
by the way,
a coincidence.
Saying that you had a power surge sounds awesome. Dude,
yeah.
I just had a power surge.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Sounded cool. Like when you said it for a brief moment there, I'm like, that
four Mountain
like
Dews,
a good thing.
And then I surged with power and rage and virility. And I wish I had that entire palette of Trojan condoms right now in my house.
Right. For my power surge.
For my power surge.
I don't know what happened. All right, let's go to Danny's bolt hole.
All right.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel. You
be Tyson, can you do the rest of the song as the first class horse lady?
Eternal emission, unnecessary seduction. The horse calms everybody down. It's not only me that it calms down. It calms you down. It calms the pilot down. He drives the plane safer. He gets us there quicker. We all have a great time. Everybody, the horse is the thing. And turn the music down, because the horse is trying to calm us all down.
Wow.
That was amazing.
I don't feel relaxed.
I'm more
tense. It takes some time, but if you let the horse do its job, you'll get really, really calm. I promise everybody here, stop harassing my horse. It's going to get everybody calmed down in here, and nobody's going to be upset. Everybody's going to be calm. So shut your stupid mouth and calm down about the horse.
Actually, I do find that when people tell you to be calm, they're usually not calm
themselves.
The horse
is going to do the calming, Danny. Thank you very much.
It's a therapy horse.
No, it's just a calming horse. Don't call it a therapy horse, because that confuses people. It's all just calming.
Yes. Okay.
I'm afraid to talk. I would, just like I would be in real life.
Oh, yeah, you do need to just be quiet and let the calming of the horse take effect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
How long do I have to wait?
Are you calm?
Tyson.
Yes.
Can I have Tyson back? Can I summon Tyson back?
Dude, what if I eventually develop like split personality because I have to do this impersonation so often?
Yeah, too much.
How annoyed would you guys be with me? I'd get fired, wouldn't I?
Yeah. Maybe you get like a horse lady puppet that you could sort of...
like the comic dog. Like insult the comic dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Tyson Apostle is here with Horse Lady.
With Horse Lady, who, it's got to be something more so everybody knows that it's the lady on the plane with
first
the horse.
First class miniature Horse Lady.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
What
horse
it is.
Lady just sounds like you're insulting someone's looks. That's not nice. So yeah, you gotta make sure it's like,
yeah, it's for sure.
Yeah, because you'd have the horse, the first class horse lady puppet, and then the horse would be like just like next to her, like wrapped up in the blue blanket.
That's true. And then you have to have the service like saddle. I think I'm assuming that's what the little mini horse has. Yeah.
Well, it looked like the horse carried its own baggage. Like, it looked like it had some stuff.
Horse lady's probably carrying her own baggage too, emotionally and internally. Horse.
Figurative baggage.
Some research, Tyson, if I can start.
Yeah, you can start.
Talking about pets. Yes, this is a recent paper that came out. And they were studying body decomposition, but inadvertently answered the question, will your cat eat you if you die in your house alone?
What do you think? I think it would.
Tyson?
I'm going to say 100% yes, it would.
Now, does the horse lady think the horse would eat her in her apartment when she
Well, horses, I'm pretty sure, are vegetarian.
Yeah, they eat apples and celery.
So what they found out... is that cats will snack on human corpses. Mm-hmm. So when presented with a delicious rotting human corpse, there is a good chance that should I die in this house alone, Liz leaves me, takes the kids, my cat that I didn't even want will be eating me when they bust down the door due
and to
the
smell. And can you blame it?
Well, you've talked about your cat before, Danny. It sounds like a hungry cat.
It sounds like it's also waiting to eat you.
Yeah, I sometimes it looks at me and maybe it is. And now we know that the research is out there that shows that cats will eat your body. Yeah. So if that thought's been keeping you awake at night, maybe come up with some, you know, ways to protect yourself so that you can have an open casket funeral.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess. But in the end, when you're dead, you're not going to care.
Maybe, but you got to remember that the cat's probably going to go for the most delicious parts, which we all know are the eyeballs.
Oh, come on, Dan.
No, it's true. And then so it's going.
Really? I would have thought the flank. You don't think the flank's a more delicious cut
I don't know.
Of meat?
I feel like.
The fattier,
I feel like
the better,
when,
I think.
Well, yeah, marbled, whatever it's going to do, I'm just goodness. Saying that cat that you think loves you, I don't think that, but a lot of my kids do and my wife do. That cat has no qualms.
None.
Feasting upon you. As
I
you
bet
lay
a dog
there.
Would eat you too. But here's the thing, Danny. So this is supposedly an experiment. And it's an experiment, so I assume that it's a pretty sterile and safe environment with a cat also in the room of the decomposing corpse. How did that cat get in there? That's what I want to know.
Okay, so I don't know. There are these things called, I got to remember the names. There's a couple colleges that do forensic classes where they have decomposing bodies just out in a yard that they kind of go out and examine to show like how bodies
age. The
worst
elective, right?
Yeah.
But what they found is the cats were coming. So they have cameras on these bodies, obviously. Mm-hmm. And they found that cats were coming in and snacking. And so this is more of like, this is
follow the cats.
Wired that they're saying that this is a question that has been asked, you know, whether or not the cats will eat you. And then it goes on to say that, you know, in police reports, people's animals, including dogs, but, you know, they talk mostly about cats, have nibbled on their deceased owners. So if you want to learn more about this, if you're afraid of what might happen should you die alone, you know, this is an article from Wired. And, you know, my cat, I really think would go right to me, you know, while my body's still warm, while it's in the cooling phase. Because it's a hungry cat. It's very big. It eats a ton of food and it just needs to keep its calories up.
Danny,
so,
you may not want to sleep in.
I think the rotting. I think the rotting of the flesh though does soften it up, so it's a more succulent cut than than like the grizzled, bony gristle that makes up most of.
I can't imagine how it tastes good to anyone.
I mean,
but
that's what maybe. People say about Slim Jims. And yet they're still on the shelves.
Now you get this, well, that's if you get the Slim Jim with the cheese that accompanies it. To eat them at the same time, and it's basically like you're eating at a French restaurant. It's quite exquisite, the flavors you can mix in your mouth. But anyway, just so you know, if you've ever had that burning question, Tyson's turtle probably would.
Nope. It's a tortoise.
Tortoises
are strict vegetarians. Turtles, on the other hand, are omnivores. If I were a turtle, then
you're in danger, but you're safe. Okay, so Tyson's safe. I'm in danger. All right. That now we know where we stand when it comes to our pets consuming our, deceased bodies.
Yes. Okay. All right.
What?
There you go. Well, that's kind of a depressing bolt hole, Danny.
That was pretty sad.
Not for the cat that's starving.
I wish we had the horse here to just chill us out for a second.
Well, sadly, I wonder what the horse would do. I mean, the horse would probably go crazy in your house, like kicking open doors and smashing windows.
It would eat some stuff, but it would eat like out of your pantry and stuff.
It would like chew on your sofa, stuff
but
like
even,
that.
Even your service horse, first class horse lady.
Eventually, eventually a horse is going to be a horse if you bring it back down to its most primal existence.
I think Rob was trying to tickle the horse lady out of...
Not the service horse! The service horse is professionally trained by a group of horse ladies, exactly like myself, that are very calm around the horse and therefore keep the horse calm at all times. And then the horse reciprocates that calmness back into all of humans that even come in contact with any of the horses.
Ah, the horse lady, you make me so tense.
Dude, it's like nails on a chalkboard for me personally.
It really is.
It's crazy that even me, when you guys have me do it, like I immediately, my heart rate rises and I get agitated just knowing how screechy the voice is going
to
be.
Your Apple Watch sends out an alert to 911.
Yeah, it's like the police just called and asked if I was having a heart attack. They're like, your blood pressure and heart rate spike. Went through the roof. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Or asked if your wife had been abusing you.
Yeah.
We received recalls of a woman screaming at this house.
Even still, like I'm picturing a horse in an airport and even still, like my heart is like going crazy.
All right.
It's not right.
We'll lay down. Hang in there, Tyson. Yeah. All right. Well, it was a great news AF this week. What a ride. We had everything this week.
Including horse lady.
This was a great show. Thank you, Danny and Tyson, for holding down the fort while I dealt with tech issues over here.
I could use horse lady during that time.
I have like a black cloud over me right now.
You do?
Yeah, I have a lot of tech issues. February has been a rough month for me.
That is. Somebody asked if I went Apple. I did not. I'm still on Android.
Okay.
Just, there's those Android fans out there. I don't want them to leave me.
Hang in there.
Yeah, smart.
Hang in there. Of course, you can follow Danny Bryson on social media and at Tyson Apostle. Anything else going on, guys? Tyson's experiments on Venmo.
Yeah,
I'm excited. I'm so excited for this scientific experiment, Tyson.
I am too. I need suggestions, though. So get on whatever platforms you want to connect with me and give me some suggestions for... Probably in the neighborhood of $100 to $200 experiment.
Okay.
All right. Great work. We'll be back with our News AF for the first week in March, coming up 1 week from today, next Tuesday. Until next time, take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.